Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Few sights are more thrilling in the garden than to see rapidly moving hummingbirds darting among the flowers. So favored are the jewel-colored birds, feeders are put up to entice them into the landscape. Even better are gardens full of plants that provide flowers full of the nectar that they crave. Creating a garden with plants specifically chosen to attract and feed these diminutive bundles of energy isn't hard at all. The information needed to plan and plant gardens to successfully attract hummingbirds is presented in a really good book I can recommend. It's called Hummingbird Gardens, Attracting Nature's Jewels to Your Backyard, and it's by Nancy Newfield and Barbara Nielsen. They're local people that live right here in South Louisiana. There's also a lot of information you can access online. For many people, attracting hummingbirds is as easy as hanging a feeder. But that's not always successful, because many hummingbirds are not accustomed to using feeders. Numerous people have found that planting a garden full of hummingbird-attracting plants, in addition to maintaining feeders, is a more reliable method for successfully attracting hummingbirds. As an added benefit, the flowers growing in hummingbird gardens attract and nourish a wide variety of pollinating insects, such as butterflies and native bees. There's currently a lot of interest in planting gardens to support local pollinator populations, and a hummingbird garden fits right into that effort. If you use feeders high enough, they won't be a problem when it comes to cats. So don't place feeders low. That makes the birds more vulnerable to being captured. It's also a great idea to hang your feeders or put your gardens near a window for maximum viewing pleasure. Feeders are most effective when located within view of flowers that also attract hummers. Now, a well-chosen variety of flowering trees, shrubs, vines, annuals, and perennials in the landscape can produce an excellent supply of nectar over a long period, and these plants beautify your landscape at the same time. Insects living in the plants and the nectar from the flowers provide hummingbirds with a complete balanced diet. Since they obtain nearly all of the water they need from their foods, it's really not necessary to provide these beautiful little birds with drinking water. Plants that produce an abundance of flowers over an extended period of time and those that require little care are great choices for a hummingbird garden. Now, you can begin planting even now. The nurseries are full of wonderful summer bedding plants that can be planted now despite the heat. Now, hummingbirds are powerfully attracted to the color red. When several colors or varieties of a plant are available, choose the red cultivars, the ones that have the brightest red flowers. And although hummingbirds prefer tubular-shaped flowers, they can also feed on a wide variety of flowers. Although these gardens are planted with hummingbirds in mind, the abundant flowers and bright colors add a lot of beauty to the landscape. Many people will simply see a beautiful flower garden. But you and the hummingbirds, well, y'all will know better. It's a food stop along their way. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.